Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella here from Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about real estate deal flow equals success lifeline. Jill, great show today. Before we get started, here's some funny stuff that happened today, or happened recently, I should say.
I heard something on the news just this morning. They're about to make something official.
Your brother is causing a ruckus in the Arizona State Legislature.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Hey, listener, if you don't know, Jill's little brother's our Arizona State Treasurer, and he's vocal.
Yeah,
I love it. I actually I happen to agree with almost everything he says.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I appreciate that. You know, honestly, I try to stay out of it.
I love that about you.
You know, I like my mom. I'm all everybody's happy. We don't talk about that stuff.
There's a pile of money in, here's the gist of it. There's a pile of money. I'm saying this because it's funny. It's funny to me, and I agree with them. Our state governor and as politicians sometimes do, make decisions and put it to a vote, and people vote incorrectly. I'll just say it. And there was money being moved around that your brother doesn't agree with as a treasurer. And I agree with everybody I've ever talked to says completely agrees with Jeff. So
I know
it's funny stuff. Anyway, people are pulling me off the street and telling me, you know, hey, your brother-in-law is doing X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, I know. no one's said, yo, that guy's got to stop it. No, not one person said.
No, I know. It's funny.
Hey, before we get the show started, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Someone wrote in, right now I'm in the process of trying to sell some land to prove to my wife this concept works. Love it. Have been stifled by my work and family schedule, trying to get back on track with marketing. I would appreciate any comments on my ads and Land Watch. Or on my site under the listings page. Constructive criticism, feedback, always welcome. I love it. That's the only way I'll likely get better. What I'm doing right now is not working. And they put their, I'm making it anonymous. So, and I appreciate this.
Yeah.
I plan to get more videos made for each ad and then post more on Craigslist, Zillow, and Backpage in addition to my website and Land Watch. I also plan to add a MailChimp account soon and an opt-in feature to my website to start capturing leads, which I'm not doing yet. Golly, these are all great ideas. But any other thoughts to help me sell the land I have now? Much appreciated. Gosh, that's what Success Plan is for.
Yeah.
Let's all help each other.
So take a crack at this, Jill, please, because you are our sales star.
Thank you.
What would you tell this person?
Well, you know what's funny is I just answered a question like this in a Facebook group this morning. And the question was, gosh, I'm competitively priced. Any ideas why my property's not moving? And I wrote back, define competitively priced. You know what I mean? Because yeah. They think, if you think I'm in the ball, and this is one thing about this too. I mean, as far as sales go, you know, it really is true. Jack, you're the king at this. If it's not selling, it's either not priced right or not reaching the right people.
Two reasons. And that's not just land. It's everything. Single piece of property in this country.
Heck, it could be a car.
There's two reasons it doesn't sell. It's not priced right. It's priced too high usually. Sometimes it's priced too low and people just don't believe it. Jill and I have lots of properties that we can sell for $300-500 because we buy them for nothing. Literally nothing. And people just say, hey, what's wrong with it? So it's not priced right, top or low, high or low. And if it can be have any price, but if nobody knows it's for sale, it's not going to sell.
Exactly. So that's my thing. I think that, well, here's what I'm hearing with this person. They just don't have a system. They know all the different little pieces, but they don't have a good little checklist of, okay, I get a property in, I'm going to first make a video, and then I'm going to, you know, put this together and that together. Once you have all your information together, it's very easy to copy and paste it all over the planet. And by the way, that's another checklist, which is I'm going to post it here, 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 and here, you know, whatever they are. Everything that they said is excellent, and there are more. So
when you made the decision to buy the property, what I always do is I just take a couple of screenshots, bang, bang, you know, because you're looking at maps when you buy it anyway. A lot of people make a mistake, then they buy it and have to go back through and make it a big production. You only have to do it once. Mm-hmm. You know, you only have to make one posting and then just blast it all over the place everywhere. I just had a conference call right before this with a very seasoned real estate individual. And he said, we're getting very hung up on the engineering part of this. And everybody has a thing.
That's true.
Some people it's deeds and paperwork. Some people it's sales. Some people it's talking on the phone. I don't know. But this person has done many, 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 many deals. And they are, for whatever reason, it's just their thing. And I'm not saying anything personal at all. Everybody's got a thing. So, yeah, it's just
made me think of a whole other company, and I don't even want to go there. I know you've thought of it too. I'm like,
what, posting for people?
No, not just the posting, but doing all the engineering.
Yeah, that's
what if
that product is in there.
What if? Yeah. So
it really
let's
is.
Think about this. So you're in this world, you're doing everything that we're teaching, you're buying your property, blah blah blah. You get a good one in, but you can't find it, you can't figure it out. Maybe I'll spend $20 or something like that and shoot it over to, you know, Land Academy's, you know, engineering team. And they'll do my maps and photos and everything and send it right back to me in a couple hours. So now I can totally assess it and see if I want to buy it. Oh my gosh, where you have to do that.
You know, you and I should get together and talk more because that whole company is underway right now.
Thank you.
And it's awesome that you don't know that.
That's true. We work on so different things.
I know. We only see each other. You know, did you ever see actors like, you know, that do voiceovers on these cartoons, the big blockbuster, and they're like, what was it working like with working with Brad Pitt? And they're like, yeah, I didn't even see him.
I hear you. I just,
that's what goes on here.
That's totally true. We just watched I don't know if you were with me, if I'm remembering, but I watched it was another movie with Robert Downey Jr. It was the latest. Shucks, we saw that movie. What's the latest movie with the heroes?
Iron Man?
No, Captain America.
Oh yeah,
it was a Captain America one. Anyway, that was exactly it. They were talking about being all together, and they shoot so different schedules, not just the voiceover ones, but even real action ones. And there was this girl like, yeah, I never met him, you know, kind of thing, because all her scenes didn't include, you know, that guy. So
we have some hard and fast rules about not talking about work after like a certain
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or 3 o'clock in California.
I love about that. What?
I said, or 3 o'clock in California.
Yeah, exactly.
5 o'clock in Arizona and 3 o'clock in California. Let's get our priorities straight.
No, this poster, the person that wrote this question, they're absolutely right on the right track. Do everything, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
They're going to be fine.
Totally.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic is real estate deal flow equals success lifeline. Man, that couldn't be more true. You have to have a deal flow, and I think this really gets overlooked. For a lot of people listening, this is 101 stuff. But for seasoned people, man, you have to have deals coming in all the time, and you have to have a mechanism for which you choose the best ones, the best ones that work for you. Why did I choose this topic today? I'll tell you why. A lot of people recently are calling me and utilizing our consulting service on our website. If you're a member, you can, for a very inexpensive amount, you can do a personal deal review with me for 30 minutes. And the last several deal reviews that I've done have been, hey, should I do this deal? And it has nothing to do with how we process properties. And it concerns me. I'm not sending this message.
So wait. What are you? Will you brief?
Sure.
Share that with me again.
Absolutely.
What are you trying to say? Like, what's it about?
It's about this. And I'll cut to the chase. We have, you have to have an acquisition criteria. Let's say your acquisition criteria is buying a rural vacant property for $100 an acre. And then to do that, to find that, to establish that deal flow, which is today's topic, you send out a ton of offers at $100 an acre. And then the ones that come back, you choose them. So what's happening is that for some reason, I'm not communicating that simple fact. And it's a simple, the people who do it, it comes back. We have multiple members. The vast majority of our members, they do it. They get the mail back. They do the review. They review the property from an engineering standpoint, and they say, heck yes, it fits my criteria. People are, the old school way is, do you get a deal in, and you analyze it, and you look at it. Maybe you do an income statement. You check it all out. You go look at the property, and that's why they don't succeed. Maybe they don't even know the price yet. So what I'm seeing is that, and it's a direct result, Jill. I'm gonna drive this point home because here's the whole point of this. Every single one of those people that are getting tripped up on this, not following their acquisition criteria, are coming from other people, from other educators, our two main competitors.
Got it.
They're sending out back tax letters to back tax people only. They're getting a huge response, a much larger response, quite honestly, if you just send them to everybody. The properties have problems, the vast majority of them, and then they start negotiating a deal. And, you know, Jill and I really don't negotiate. You spend a lot of time, wasted time negotiating deals, in my opinion. If you send an offer out for $1,000 to buy a property and they come back and say, oh, I'll sell it to you for $1,500, my answer is no. Next. And if I don't have enough deal flow, which has never happened, send out more mail. So you have to maintain deal flow. It's your lifeline, and the more deal flow that you have, the more choices you have. It's as simple as that.
Cool.
I just reviewed a deal with somebody online, and it was a several hundred unit transaction, and I asked them what the price is. What's the seller want? And they said they didn't know. And so we talked about it for quite some time, and I had this exact conversation. You have to have a deal flow according to a real strict acquisition criteria, especially if you're new. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts on, you know?
I'm trying to imagine why you would be even researching a property that the seller hasn't. You have no idea what they're asking.
Man, you're reading my mind.
I'm just thinking that is such a waste of time because if
Jill, you're so right.
You got to have some kind of range because if the seller says, "Oh, I don't know, make me an offer," but they really
they
have something stuck in their head already. You got to get it out because if you come back with, you know, doing all your homework and I'm going to offer you $4,000 and they in their head already decided they're not going to go below $15,000, you've just wasted a whole lot of time. You got to know at least their range before you dive in.
So I'm learning a lot about our listeners. Jill, I haven't even shared this with you. There's a lot of ways to analyze how your podcast is doing and who's listening to it and why. And what I'm learning is that there's a lot of people that are slightly skeptical that this may or may not work. I mean, even though we've set up Success Plan and everybody talks about it in there. So if you're a skeptical listener about whether or not this works, what I want you to do is get a list. Anywhere you can get a list, go get a cheap one if you need to, of owners and send them off offers. Don't send them offers, send them postcards. This is exactly what we don't teach and it's the wrong way. Send a bunch of postcards out and say, hey, you know what? I'm thinking about buying your property. Give me a call. You'll get like a 70% response and your life will no longer be your own and you'll talk about deals with everybody and you'll never do a deal. And so a lot of people, that is the old school way of doing this and it's been around for as long as real estate's been around. Let's have a talk. Now you want to have offers come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the technical 10 minutes.
10 or 2? What did we decide?
It says 10, but I think we decided 2.
I like 2.
This is the technical 2. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal experience. Here's my advice. Personal videos sell property. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I love them. I love seeing them all over the planet, you know, and I watch our members and they get better and better at their videos. It's really, really cool. And they learned a lot from you. You still have a lot on YouTube, and I love it. You know,
they're still out there.
It's awesome. It's so, and that's
so what I'm talking about is just tool. You know, screenshot videos of you kind of like horsing around, not horsing around.
Oh, those kind of videos. Yeah. I thought you meant property videos.
That's what I mean.
Oh, personal videos. Oh gosh.
What I mean,
no, we had to pull those down.
Screenshot videos of you explaining where the property is,
okay,
or how to drive there, like you know, in Google Earth, and just really, it really separates you from everybody else who's got property for sale out there. So that's what I mean by personal videos. I want to make sure that everybody understands that clear. That's
how about
clear.
I hear it. I get you. And so for, I have to think of personal property videos, not like me and my dog on the beach.
No. Well, I mean, that might work for you.
Thanks. But no, personal property. I love that. No, and that's where I was going with it. I love our members, and they're doing a good job with those. And they learned, my favorite is when you, Jack, do those drive downs and show the city.
And that's exactly what I mean.
I think that's so darn cool.
By personal videos.
Yeah.
Where it's you, the seller, talking. It's not, you know, you're not doing a shot of yourself. It's what you're doing on your computer. There's a simple $50 program called Snagit, Snagit. I would highly recommend it. We have no affiliation at all. And you can, whatever you're doing on the computer or and talking into a mic is recorded. And so when you're reviewing your property and talking about what's great about it or maybe not so great, it's a real honest, true way to look at it. And I think it also sells yourself at the same time.
I just think it points, it's like staging a house.
Yeah, that's an excellent way to say it.
You're
look at
showing
it.
What is possible by, because some people, they look at this piece of dirt, really, on a screen, they're like, what's great about that? But when you pan out and you go, look, there's a ranch here. Look what they did.
Exactly.
Oh, and look, this
there's
is where you buy milk.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Then people go, oh,
well said,
now
Joe.
I see it. It's like seeing themselves in that house. They,
well said.
They get it. Thank you.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. I bet Jill's got some inspiration for us today.
Yes. Okay. I was wondering, do you find yourself being stuck in any point? And maybe it applies to this, maybe it applies to making a big life change, whatever. So my question is, do you find yourself being stuck? And when you take a few minutes and really think about it, what is the obstacle, and is it really that big?
This is awesome. I love it. I love today's thing.
Cool.
I can answer for what Tony Robbins says. I'm not a big Tony Robbins fan. I'm not advocating it. But, you know, these guys are extremely famous for a reason. You know, I think a lot of what they say sometimes is true, sometimes not.
Mm-hmm.
He would say the root of all problems, what's holding anyone back with anything, is emotion. And I find myself getting incredibly emotional about stuff, and I think about it. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. What are you doing? Everything's great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you say like emotional? I'm curious, Jack. How is emotion keeping you from going forward? Like,
well,
are you hung up on something because you feel passionate about it?
No, you know, I think that like if you just have too much emotion about, let's use the video that we just talked about. You did a video. A personal video on a property that you just bought, and then you turn off the mic and you're like, oh my gosh, I could have done that better, and then you start having all kinds of feelings about it and thinking about it, and I think that's
love
instead
it.
Of just moving forward,
perfect,
and saying, you know what, it's not perfect, but I think it really conveyed the whole property, and I got a bunch of other stuff to do anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I mean about emotion. I don't mean like your mascara is running and you're in the corner. I don't mean that.
I love it. Do you know what's funny about that example is I think that's a great example because I know there's things that you and I do. Heck, this show, for example.
Yeah.
There's times I go, boy, that was an awful show. Then I go back and listen to it. I'm like, hey, you know what? That was actually funny. That wasn't that bad, you know, and things that we've done years ago. Well, you know, and you look at yourself and you're like, you know, I look pretty good back then. You know,
I look in the mirror and I'm like, yeah, I haven't lost that much hair.
You have not. You look great.
Thank you. Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Awesome show, Joe.
Yeah, that was good. Some good examples.
Yeah, I feel like we covered a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, every time I get three or four or five calls, and let's say in a row, I start to say, you know what, we're going off the rails a little bit here about acquisition criteria and stuff like that. So, I thank you for like kind of the staging the house thing was perfect.
Thank you.
Actually, that was for a different example, but that's all right. What you got going on today? Are you doing a live thing today?
I am doing a live thing today.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm not.
You look great.
Thank you.
I like love when doing you have this live stuff because you dress up and, I mean, you dress up all the time, but you know what I mean.
What am I, like, not presentable?
No, when you have live stuff, you're just all gussied up and I like it.
Thank you.
You look great.
Well, that and I have a birthday dinner for my mom tonight, so I'm going out for that. So it's dual purpose. But yes, I put on heels. No one's going to see them, but yeah, I did. It's my usual, had to put on heels today. I have flip-flops in the car. It's funny.
It's great.
Yeah. So I change them when I get to the office. So yeah. No, it's really funny too. As I'm walking upstairs, I am all dressed up and I have heels on and there's all this construction going on that you might be able to hear in the background. But yeah. Gee, it was really funny. I'm walking up, I'm all dressed up. All of a sudden, everybody stopped working. Seriously. That's awesome. Exactly what's happening. I'm walking up. There's guys on scaffolding and everything. I am not kidding. And I like, I paused for a moment. I'm going to realize, gee, it got quiet all of a sudden as I walk by. So I made a joke about, I forgot my hard hat today. And they're like, they were kind of laughed. It was very funny. But that was my observation as I'm walking in the office today.
You need to have somebody with a camera follow you around for this funny stuff.
That'd be good.
Hey, Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.